Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. Beautiful, beautiful day. Wish you were here. You, and you. So glad that you are with us again today. We are going to have our own Pastor Sharon to pray today. Bless God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God for you and you this morning. And we know that, you know, God told us that we should always pray. Man should always pray. And today we're coming in agreement right now for the prayer request for these names of these people that requested prayer. Today we're going to pray for, ask God to touch Mike Rucker. He had a heart attack and his kidney has shut down. We know that God is able to do all things today. So today, right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we put before you Mike Rucker right now, Father God. You made this body right now, Father God. There's nothing that is hidden before you this day, God. Lord God, you speak the word, and let there be light, and light came forth. We speak right now the word of healing to his body right now, that he may be made whole right now in the name of Jesus right now. And we ask that you touch his family right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Right now, Father God, we call James Hinnett. He suffered a massive stroke right now, Father God. And Father God, we heard so much praise report of how you reversed the decision, reversed the body condition right now. We pray right now, Father God, that you touch right now his blood vessels right now. We command the blood vessel to be open. We command the blood to flow through each and every organs right now, and every cell be rejuvenated right now. And we speak to that body to line up according to the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. We pray right now for Andre Green right now, Father God. Father God, have mercy right now upon him right now, God. Oh, Father God, let him see through your eyes today, Father God. Let him see through you this day, Father God. Let his faith arise right now in the name of Jesus and know that you are able to do all things right now. We speak right now, 2020, right now, clarity of eyes right now in the name of Jesus. We pray right now, Father God, for Victor Santos, Father God. For the Santos family right now, Father God, when a priest of the home or when a man requests prayer for his family, Father God, we know, Father God, you're here right now, Father God, because we know that you ordained the family to be together this day, God. We pray for their salvation right now, Father God. We pray for peace in the home. We pray for healing and wholeness even right now in the name of Jesus right now, Father God. We come against every spirit of confusion, Father God, every unforgiveness spirit right now, Father God. We pray right now, Father God, that they may seek you like never before, knowing that you are able to do all things right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We pray right now for Cheryl White right now, Father God, that, Father God, another kidney this day, God. There is no failure in you today, Father God. The body part may fail, God, but we know there is no failure in you today, God. What seemed to be impossible in men today, God, is possible to you this day. And we speak to that kidney to be renewed right now in the name of Jesus. We praying right now for Chrissy right now, Father God. Father God, we pray, Father God, for that cancer cell to dry up from the root cause right now in the name of Jesus right now. And Father God, while you're drying up the root cause this day, God, Father God, let her examine herself this day, God. And Father God, click, you know, double check everything this day, God. We know, Father God, that you are able to touch the mind, the body, and the soul right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray for her total healing right now. In Jesus' name, we pray for Tyreek and the Singh family this day, God, the whole Singh family right now. We thank you for the grandfather Singh today, God, how you continue to heal his body this day. We continue to strengthen him to even him to see another birthday this day, God. We give you the glory, the praise, and the thanks, Father God. And young man Singh, Father God, we pray for his, your direction over his life this day, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over his life, Father God, that he may seek you like never before right now. We pray for his father right now, that he may have salvation today, God. Seek you like never before, God, and put you first in all things this day. In the name of Jesus, we take authority of every stronghold that may come against their lineage right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray right now for the Hardy family, Father God. We pray for the children right now. Father God, you have promised to be a mother to the motherless this day and a father to the fatherless. We speak right now that you mend the children's heart right now. Father God, we send for the word of comforter to them this day, right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We pray, God, that their supplies will always be there for the children, Father God, that they will not walk in the spirit of lack this day, God, that there will not be any hurt, harm, or danger come nigh their dwelling this day, God, that you're bringing them forth like never before, in the name of Jesus, right now. And we thank God for Norma right now, Father God. We pray right now, to Father God, for Norma Neverson right now, that you continue to move on her behalf. We pray for, Father God, for a deeper walk in you, Father God, for a new mindset change right now. We pray for her healing this day in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let her continue to depend and trust in you right now in Jesus' name. We pray for right now, Mr. Benjamin right now. Father God, you are lawyer. You are the judge right now. You can do all things, Father God, because you never fail. Work it out for Mr. Benjamin today, Father God, in the court case right now, Father God. Work it out, Father God. Father God, let everything come up in that where there's lies, where there's different situation this day, God. We put you on the case right now. Work it out for him this day in Jesus' name. We pray right now for Pamela right now, Father God. Father God, we speak wholeness to her right now, God. Touch her mind right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, give her strength right now, Father God. When she feels like she cannot make it, oh God, let her depend on you right now because you are her strength. You are her hope right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, and let her faith arise right now in you, in Jesus' name. We pray for Pastor Harrington right now, Father God. Father God, we thank you in advance, Father God, for his total healing right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for his healing right now, for his body right now, Father God. We speak wholeness right now. We speak healing right now. We speak supernatural strength to him right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank God for the praise report for Chad Namhart, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for him coming out the hospital, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the praise report, Father God, that the bone that was broken in his facial feature, God, Father God, that everything mended, Father God, and he's walking around, Father God. We thank you even right now in advance, Father God, for his salvation right now in the name of Jesus, that he know that it was you that bought him out. It was not himself, but it was you that brought him out. We thank you, Father God, for the prayer of the righteous, Father God, avail it much in his life. In Jesus' name, amen. And we pray right now, Father God, for all the pastors, the ministers right now. We speak wholeness. We speak supernatural strength. Father God, we pray for your man and your woman of God, Father God, that your will be done in their life this day. And Father God, we will take nothing less but what you say. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. As a footnote, we want to pray for all of those of you that have back trouble today. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we send forth the word to those of you that are going through some type of back pain, ailment, whatever is going on, spine or whatever. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, we cancel the assignment that the enemy sent to you in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, and we decree and declare healing right now to you at this hour in Jesus' mighty name. And we give God all the praise. Amen and amen. All right, we do thank God for the prayer coming from Pastor Sharon today. We're going to leave you with a word today. Learn to meet adversities gracefully, to shoulder responsibilities gladly, to share talents generously, to accept plateaus graciously, to enjoy blessings gratefully, to forgive enemies genuinely, and to trust God greatly. Learn to meet adversities gracefully, to shoulder responsibilities gladly, to share talents generously, to accept plateaus graciously, to enjoy blessings gratefully, to forgive enemies genuinely, and to trust God greatly. Are you doing that today? We trust God that you are today. We do thank God for Sister Diane being with us today, and Pastor Sharon and little Prophet Nate being here today. Amen. We thank God for the help. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have a variety of people these days, don't we? And we just thank God for it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And of course, we thank God for you, you and you. All those that are listening and those of you that are listening on a continual basis, we want to thank you. We appreciate you so much. We trust that you will call us at 347-857-3925. Call us this day. Before we get off the air, let us know. Did you appreciate us? Well, maybe you don't like us. We don't know. But anyway, praise God, whatever. Amen. We thank God for you. Just because you're listening, something may be said to bless you in some small way or encourage you to continue on in your walk with the Lord. That's what we really want you to do. Continue your walk in the Lord. Don't let nobody and nothing turn you around. Don't let them convince you to stop what you're doing for the Lord. Just keep on the firing line. That's what we want you to do today. And we appreciate you. We love every one of you regardless. We love you just the same. All right? And we would love to talk to you sometime just to say hi in person. You know, it's good like this, okay? It's all right like this. You listening on the other end. But, you know, sometimes you like to have a little touch with the person, right? Mm-hmm. Know that you're there. All right. You ain't called yet. I'm waiting. Praise God. Today I'm going to start with the verse of scripture, Jeremiah 29th chapter. I'll just go there, and we'll go right on. And the 11th verse, and it reads as thus, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." To give you an expected end. Now, already, listen here, things have already been prepared for you. Huh? And what I want to talk to you today, I want to encourage some of you today that take the limit off of God in one way. See, I want you to take the limit off of God. Why do I want you to take the limit off of God? Because we're going to deal with the kingdom of expectation. What are you expecting him to do? Now, I found out that, have you ever watched people enter churches when they come to church service? They come downhearted, their head hung down and looking mean, mad, and everything else. Huh? This is the way they enter into the house of the Lord. Why do you think they do that? They're not coming to service expecting anything. They are expecting to go back out the same way that they came in. But listen, God, this is not what God wants for you. He know what you were thinking when you left home. This is what he said. He said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace. Now, if he's thinking thoughts of peace and you thinking evil thoughts, well, yeah, you know, you ain't going to look for, you ain't nothing going to happen. Nothing will happen. He said, because he know the expected end that he already gave you. So you should come with what? Expectations, should you not? You should be in the house of God because you know that something is about to happen. Is that why you come in the first place? You came to service because you need something to happen, don't you? Come on, think about it now. Why did you go to service? Because grandma gone, mama gone, uncle, auntie, or somebody's gone? Is that why you're going? Or they told you to come and you just came? Well, I'm going just to shut them up. So if you go just to shut somebody up, you didn't come expecting anything, did you? You're not looking for a movement of God, the Holy Ghost to move in the room or to baptize you, fill you, or deliver you from whatever you need deliverance from. You go just say, well, I'm going to see how long the preacher going to preach today. What he going to talk about now? Is he going to talk about me? Is he going to see? You looking for the wrong thing. See, when you go to service, you are supposed to go expecting something. Whether if you're sick, you go expecting to be healed. If you got some mental problems, you're expecting to be delivered, are you not? You're expecting your household, peace in your household. You're expecting God to move in some miraculous way. Maybe you have one of those little hard-haired children that's running up and down in the street. You're expecting God to do what? Bring them in. See, that's expecting something. That's what you looking for to happen. That's all expectation mean is you looking for something. And you looking for something to do what? Happen. But you should be looking for something happen good instead of bad. Because most of the time, everybody, you hear people talking, and that's so negative. Every time you look, they're expecting something bad. Well, you know the baddest part going to happen. They never say the good. Did you hear people say good? I ain't heard nobody say nothing good. They always say, well, you know, it's going to happen. This bad thing, this going to happen. And, oh, you know, watch and see what they do. Why can't we see it in the reverse? Why can't it happen in the reverse? They're not going to understand. They're going to do this, and they're going to. Why can't we say they will understand? If God said death and life is in the power of your tongue, why must your tongue always go to the negative? Think about it. Why do you do that? You're living in a world of doubt and unbelief. Is that not right? That's where you're living, okay? And if you don't come in with that expectation, a good expectation, you're going to have just what you asked for.
Oh, my God, that's the word.
You're going to get what you asked for because you created that world yourself. I know you didn't like to hear that. Glory be to God. But you created that world your own self. Why are you taking it out on other people? You're mad with this one. You're mad with that one. Well, think about it. You created that. When God was saying, don't do it, don't go there, leave that alone, you kept digging until you got it. Now, did you think he could say, he could have stopped me? God could have stopped me. No, he couldn't. You are the creator of your own little world there. That is what you wanted to happen. You created that, so you wanted it. You anticipated that this is what's going to happen. And it happened, didn't it? You never think about the reverse. And I notice people when they're conversation, they don't, and it kind of is getting next to me these days because they are only looking at the negative part of things. Every situation, they're looking at the negative of it. No matter what is going on, they're looking at the negative. Well, they ain't going to never do right. Well, you know, long as you keep saying it, they're never going to do right. Huh? Not by you anyway.
Oh, come on now.
Hmm? You see? Somebody else could speak positive and the positive flow come to them. Do you get the picture? Come on now. See what I'm saying? See, you are impressing, let me tell you what you're doing, impressing the subconscious with your expectancies of negatives. That's what you're doing. Huh? But now you can reverse this. Listen now. In the super consciousness, you can reverse it. The super conscious is the Christ within. And you can say that I'm going to have nothing but what? Positive. Victorious. This is what you can do. So it's like, if you don't have anything and somebody tell you you ain't going to never have nothing, but when you come into the super consciousness of Christ Jesus within, then you know that there's a supply for every demand and your good is perfected and permanent.
Oh, come on now.
Huh? Did you get the picture? Do you get the picture today?
Come on.
We are talking about the kingdom of expectation.
Yes.
See, because you say, why you call it the kingdom of expectation? Because let me tell you, in Luke 17:21, he talks about what? The kingdom that is within you. You're looking for everything, everywhere else, to be something else altogether. And he said, behold, the kingdom is where? Within you. So if the kingdom is within you, expectation is in you. See, you can't blame this one and that one and, well, you don't do this and you don't do that. Well, that they doing what they do best because that's what's in them. You do what you do best according to what's in you. This is what people do. Do you understand? And so, therefore, you cannot make a person do what you want them to do. They have to want to do it themselves. Do you see? Don't expect them to be like you. See, that's our negative thinking. We want everybody to be like you. They can't be like you because God didn't make them to be like you. He made each one of us an individual entity. See, and everybody has their thoughts, minds, character, their interpretations, their understandings. See, he wants us to come to a great understanding that we can dwell together in unity. That's what he wants us to do. But listen, you cannot force the person unless they want to change themselves into thinking like you do. Now, nevertheless, some people do. Huh? They will try to start thinking like you, but they cannot go but so far. You see? So don't expect them to be a carbon copy of you. I know people try to be copycats all over the place, everywhere you turn. Somebody trying to be like somebody else, okay? Even got the man trying to run the country, trying to get be like somebody else's country. We can't do that. We were individuals. See? God knows each one of us. What did he say? I know that I think towards you, said the Lord. I know what kind of thoughts I gave you. Huh? I gave you some thoughts from me. You want to get some thoughts from the devil. Huh? You want to go be like somebody else and do what they do, not what I say do. You see where people go? Huh? Now, you say, well, she talking about me. Well, I don't even know you. You see, and I'm glad I don't know you. All right? Probably don't know nobody that know you, really. But still and all, the same difference. We are people of habit. And they call us creatures of habit. This is what we do. We do what somebody else do or say do. We have not our own mind. So therefore, we create a world to be a copycat. Everybody's a copycat. You know, they everything copy. They copy fashions. They copy hairdos. They you see in the wig books where they have wigs like all the celebrities. So you want to copy their hairdo, huh? See what I'm saying? Now you don't expect to be an original. How can you expect to be original when you're a copycat? You want to be like another preacher. You want to preach like this one and preach like that one. Some of these preachers, I don't have enough energy to preach like them. See? So I best do what God gave me to do.
Yes,
see, because some of these people have some energy. Lord, have mercy. Why do I want to copy? I admire them now. For how they do and the excitement they arose in people and stuff like that. That's nice. But let me tell you something. Let me just throw this in. Don't cost you a dime. The Holy Ghost don't have to be like that jubilistically all the time. Each person has their own way of delivering the message, the gospel. So stop trying to get them to look like somebody else, to do like somebody else. Well, I don't want to be there because they don't preach like this one. They don't preach like that. But they ain't supposed to be able to preach like God told them to preach. See? Now, you came expecting to see that person in this person. Transform from being the one you seen on TV. You want them to be like that. Well, listen now. There are some reasonable facts similar. Some people, ministries similarize others because they came from up under that ministry. So therefore, they have a similarity to them, but not them. Do you get the picture? Hello, somebody. You get it? Y'all will get it after a while. See, now God got things for you and me. In your conscience, you got one thought to go the way you want to go. Then you got another thought you want to go the way your grandmama go or where your mama went or where Sister Mary, Sally, Sue went or somebody. We have all these things going on in our minds and our consciousness. But God don't want you to go that way. What the way he wants you to go? He wants you to go the way he wants you to go. He wants you to expect him to move in a miraculous way. And then you can say, look what God has done. Look where he brought me from. See, you can bring that expectation into the now, whereby now they will understand that when you enter into the house of God with praise and thanksgiving and worship, you are expecting a return. See, your harvest begin to show and manifest when you go in with expectation. Do you get the picture there? Y'all don't believe that, do you? Why don't you try going with some expectations sometime? Try going when you go to church this Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, whatever day you have church. Try going in with some expectation. You don't want to go in there just dry and, oh, well, I'm just going to be here for just a few minutes. And I'm just coming in. I just dropped in to see what everybody doing. See, you didn't come expecting anything. You come doing what? To be nosy. You wanted something to talk about. Your life is dull, so you want to come in and find some gossip on the church. You know how you got a bunch of people gets on the computer, the Facebook, Internet, YouTube, or somebody too. They get around and they got to analyze every church. Did God say, yeah, I call you to analyze? He called you to preach the gospel, didn't he? He didn't call you to be the fruit inspector. Huh? He called you to produce, but not to be the inspector. He does that. Huh? He does that, not you. So you got a bunch of people that go around doing that. And some of the stuff you wonder where they got it from, how they analyze the preacher, what he preaching, and in his actions and everything. And people seem to forget something, that we all was in sin, and God had to bring us out. God brought them preachers out of that darkness too. They were walking in darkness. God brought them out. You go expecting to find perfection in them, and then when you can't find perfection in them, you disappointed, you fall, you go around telling all kind of lies. I mean, they may be doing whatever they're doing, but you don't have to add something to it. It's bad enough already. You see? You expect them to fall. I knew he wasn't going to do right because I seen him do so-and-so, and he said so-and-so. That ain't even in the Bible. How you know it ain't in the Bible? Do you read the Bible? You ain't read the Bible in 20 years, and you're going to go around trying to tell somebody what's in the Bible. Well, I know what my grandma say. Well, your grandmama could have just emphasizing something, mentioning something that she didn't know in the Bible because she didn't even know how to read. You see, they never took that into consideration. But you go into the church house instead of expecting God to move, the Holy Ghost to have his way in the place. People get saved, baptized, and filled with the Holy Ghost. You go in expecting the preacher to say something that you can have some ammunition to go out and fire in the world of sin so you can do what? Bring them down. Do you think God is looking for you to do that? Why are you doing it? Huh? And then the first thing you say is, I knew. I know they wasn't going to do right. That's what we say. You ain't know nothing. You know? You put that in the atmosphere. You created that scene because that's the scene that you wanted to live. Huh? That's the life you wanted to live. You know how when you look at the hip-hop stars on the TVs and these celebrities of all sorts on the TV, celebrities from church and everything else are all over the TV, and they look like they're living a rich, full rich life, and you want that life. So you come expecting to see it in your neighborhood church. Well, now listen, if you're not paying any tithes and offerings and giving no gifts to the church, you don't expect to see that. You see? Because they depended on God to make a way for them. You keep your money to yourself and give it to somebody else. Give it to them that got it already. Those ones that you want to be like. Hello, now that's you, that's you. Huh? Somebody is doing it. Somebody listening is doing it. But you want your church to be like the mega church, big church. Can't be like that if you're taking your money, giving it to them, and you come over here weighing out this preacher. You went at your neighborhood preacher with your problem. You can't even call them. You giving them all $5,000 and up. And everything they say they want, you give it to them so they can live lavishly, so you can look at them and long to be like them and wish your church was like them. Well, if you bring that $5,000 over to your church, maybe they can get there. See? Now, you expect something from your church, neighborhood church, storefront church, whatever you want to call it. But them, you don't ask them for no money, but you give it to them. Huh? But you'll come to your little church and ask them to pay your light bill. Now, what do you expect them to do? You don't think the preacher's supposed to have nothing. The preacher's supposed to have his lights cut off. So you don't bring no money over there, but you talk about him all the time. And when you get in need of prayer, who you call? That same preacher that the lights out. See? What are you expecting? Huh? What you expect, you create. See? You're creating these incidents in your own mind, so therefore they are out into the atmosphere in your neighborhood, in your church you attend. That's what's there because you created them. That's what you always came expecting. I don't expect no friends in church, my church, you know. They don't talk to me. Well, you don't talk to them. Hello? Huh? What happened? That's what you expect. You expect to have something to go out and gossip about. That's why you come to church. Well, I'm just going to see what they're going to do today. Well, you're going to get just what you expect. Huh? Now, I don't know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to somebody. I don't know who I'm talking to. But I know one thing. We are all in a difficult position. Because we are not expecting any good to come out the land. We're not expecting any good. Now, everybody's praying. And you got a prayer group here and a prayer group there and prayer groups over here. And they're not expecting God to do anything. All they're doing is praying. Your prayer should be what? Coming about with some expectation that God working miracles. And I would begin to worry. I worry when things don't happen. I'm saying, God, what is happening? What's wrong with these prayers? We praying all these prayers and these great words, swelling words is going up, and we don't see anything. So why is that so? We're not expecting anything, so you can't see nothing. Well, here we go again. Prayer time. We here. Let's pray, y'all. Is anybody expecting anything to happen?
Yes.
Are you expecting God to move in the midst or move on your prayers? Do you believe that God can move on your prayers? Huh? I believe God can move on prayer if you pray the right prayer and your heart is fixed with Jesus and you're expecting him to do something. When I pray, I expect him to answer. Do you expect him to answer? See, he know what he got for us. He know what he expect of us. God knows what he expect of us. Do you know what you expect of yourself? See, you got to expect something out of yourself. I expect myself not to be talking so negative.
Ooh.
You see, that's my expectation. I'm looking for that to happen. You see, I'm looking for the good to come out of it, of my prayers. Because I send them up before God, up to God, and God Almighty is the one that bring them answers back down to us. He will hasten to perform. If you expect it, look up for it, and expect it, he will hasten to perform it. See? And you listen here. Scripture said, that's a scripture wasn't on my book right there at that time. Watch how you talk about the rich. We didn't think about that, did we?
All right now.
Huh? Watch how we talk about the rich. See, you will keep yourself where? In the back. Poor as the church mouse. See? This is what you would do. So watch how you do that. Now, you find some odd scriptures in there you never thought of in the Bible. when you really get in there and start to dig in and read. But think about it, huh? We looking for the rich to give us the money. Why they got to give us something? Get yours like they got theirs, huh? But we expect them to have a little mercy, grace, or whatever on us, and we waiting for them to do what? Give us. Why don't you wait for God to give you? That's who is the author of it. He said, it is he that give thee power to get wealth. Who said it? God said it. He gave you the power to get wealth. And you're looking for them to give it to you. They can give it to you out of some people, out of the portals of their heart. They do give some to who they desire to give. But you can't make them give you. Who are you giving to? There's always somebody poorer than you. Are you giving them something? Can they expect a gift from you? Can they? Think about it, people. Just think about it. Your expectation is of who? God. That's where it comes from. What did David said in the Psalms, the 62nd Psalm? My soul wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. My expectation is from him. See what he say? He waiting for it. Only upon God. All right? But if you go into the house of God and you don't expect nothing of him, you don't get nothing. See? And y'all be talking about my ship coming in, my season. Oh, I'm going to be rich one of these days. Well, you're already rich. Jesus came and died for you that you may be rich. Now, rich in what? He didn't tell you, did he? I know you think it's all money. Well, money can have a part of it because he know you got to live. And if you don't have money, you can still live by the faith of God. Hello? Because your expectation is from him. Do you see? It ain't from people per se. He can move on man to bless you. And we don't understand that. It's God who moves on people to give to you. You can look sad, cry, and do anything else you want to, but it's God who moves on man to give to you. If God don't move on them, you ain't getting nothing. That's the name of the tune, see? But there's a great expectation of God. See, in order to be prepared for your riches and everything, you got to first expect to have some riches. How can you get prepared if there's no riches? I mean, if you don't have a God that can do for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ah, oh, bless God. So therefore today, this is a day for you to do what? Expect something of God. Huh? Expect the unexpected. This is one thing we used to say all the time. Expect the unexpected. Be like that little child. Every little child always believing they're going to have something. At Christmas time, boy, they are things really be, they little faith be high, don't they? What you getting for Christmas, Jody? Oh, I'm getting this and that, and I'm getting the other, and then and then and then and then. You getting all these things, that's what you say then. That's what the little kids say. And you know they're going to be disappointed if they don't get it, don't you? Huh? They're going to be, and you get disappointed too. Say, what you getting for Christmas? What you think you getting for Christmas? Christmas. You don't, I don't know. Well, what you want for Christmas? What are you expecting for Christmas? You know, ask that question. What are you expecting? You don't expect, well, I ain't expecting nothing. Well, then what does that mean? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Does it not? Think about it now. There's nothing for you to think about if you ain't expecting nothing. You don't get nothing. And what does God want you to do? Don't you think he wants you to expect something from him? The promises. Do you expect him to fulfill them? Huh? Do you? I expect him to fulfill the promises that he made to me. See? I really do. Oh, yeah. Because he say he give me power to get well, so I'm expecting the well. What are you expecting? Glory to God. What are you expecting today? Well, it's up to you today to expect something good. You can say like that saying, I don't know who that used to say that. He say, but something good is about to happen to you. And I'm going to say this today. Something good is about to happen to you today. So what do I want you to do? Expect it. All yours in Jesus' name.
Hello. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word today about expectation. My expectation is from the Lord today. Not from any other source, but the true source. My expectation is from God, the creator of the heaven and the earth. The one that spoke the word, let there be, and light came forth. Why? Because my expectation is in him. And a lot of times, you know, like the woman of God was saying that we expect this, we expect that. But then, in your expectation, when you're expecting this and that, what are you doing about the matter? Are you applying yourself? Remember now, the people in the Word of God, when we hear about someone that is going through great sickness, and they're in a position that they need an answer from the Lord. Now, when Jesus was walking on the earth and they know he was the great healer, they had to go to that place. To what? To they know about the healed people got healed, but they had an expectation. In other words, today is my day of deliverance. Today is my day of healing. Today is my day. They had to do something first. They had to change their mindset. You cannot expect anything different if you don't change your way of thinking, because everything is what? Within you. The kingdom of God is within you. We cannot depend on the external power, but the word of God let us know everything that you have is already within you when he created you. The word of God let us know greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. Now, he's telling you that the greater man live on the inside, not the outside of you. You got to go on the inside to create what you expected. Now, the word is so awesome today, because that's the word of the Lord today. I tell you, God be saying, like, you know the word? Change what you're saying. Change your outlook. You cannot have it your way. And I'm reminded about Naaman the king. He had sickness, right? Leprosy, right? And then there's always somebody around to bring forth the word that God, this is what God's saying for you to do, reminding you of the word that was already spoken that God has promised you. Who is around you reminding you of the word of God, that your expectation needs to be in God, not in the person on your left hand side or your right hand side? We know God used people now. I'm not talking about that. But are you looking to him, the creator of the heaven and the earth? Are you looking to who? The left hand and your right hand. What about the kingdom of God? What about going in on the inside and see what you need to change? Because what? You say, my soul waited, right? Thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. And when we look at the word thought, intention, purpose, belief, is your belief that is causing it right now. You heard that woman of God, what the word of woman of God said. It is your belief that's causing the chaos in your life. It is your belief that is drawing those things towards you. We talk about the law of attraction, right? If you want friendly people around you, you got to be friendly. You got to create that stuff on the inside. I don't mean that fake stuff, y'all, because not everyone that had a big old smile on their face mean it. Because I went on somebody's page and they said, you know what I do? I put on a big old grin so they'll be confused. They won't know what I'm going. I say, but they forgot about the spirit of discernment. Because you can have a big old grin like that commercial with that dog with that denture, but the spirit of God will let you know, oh, there's something that's fake stuff. That is fake. That's not even real. See, people forgot about what? The spirit of discernment. God say, I search the heart. He say, I know the thought. I know what's up in the inside of you. So you forget that God got people out there that can discern you. Oh, you may have that big old 32 like that dog with a denture, but your heart don't have those things. So God is exposing hearts right now. He letting you know what that's, you may speak this, but this is what's happening on the inside of you. You're in turmoil. You're pretending. You're doing this. You're doing that. So you are tracking what you on the outside, what you happening on the inside of you. You say you're looking for love, you better start showing some love. Hallelujah. You're looking for a spouse, you better start saying, he better get it himself. You better start saying, you know what, God, let show me what I need to change on the inside so I can attract the right person. And I tell you, the woman of God told us this, you know, and this is a jewel for everyone to listen to. You may meet the same person and they have different name. You meet Tom, Jack, Harry, Jones, and they have different name, right? But you're tracking the same time of character. Why? Because you have not changed anything on the inside of you. So if you start changing what's on the inside and ask God to heal the brokenness on the inside, or ask God to heal your wounds and heal your disappointment and heal all those things, because people don't believe that when you are disappointed is another hurt. Some people are disappointed with life. Some people are disappointed that the status they're in right now. And that's a hurt, and you need God to heal you. So your expectation can be what God is saying for you, that your what comes to you is lining up with the word of God. So my thing today is stop blaming other people. Stop blaming other people and put that finger back on you. What are my thoughts? What's happening on the inside of me? Because thought has wings. What you're thinking on the inside is vibrating things on the outside. You may not feel it, but the other person may feel it. You say, why? Because a baby can tell your vibration. And that baby can't talk, right? Nope. So that baby cannot open its mouth. And they may start be blah, 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 but you don't understand what that baby's saying, do you? But that baby's feeling that vibration. Why? Because the kingdom of God is in within you, and the greater man is inside. So today, grab a hold of yourself and stop expecting something different until you got to do the changing. When you change yourself, not artificial change. Now, you know them artificial sweetener?
Come on now.
The real change on the inside. The God kind of change. The fruit of the spirit change. The love change on the inside. Because love conquers all, y'all. Love conquers all. Love conquers evilness. Love conquers anger, resentment, and bitterness. Oh, I heard the word today, and the word is right on time. Stop saying, you know I don't expect nothing different from them. No, you ever thought you try to set the person up? Because God tell us we have a lot of sabotagers. We have a lot of people that try to set you up. You know how in the natural world people set up the drug man, or they set up this person. They create the atmosphere and then set you up for you to walk in just to declare and decree, oh, I know they weren't going to do this. I know this. I know you didn't know nothing. That's what you created, just to speak that negative word. But the devil is a liar today. We cast on every word that is not of God, and we call it into nothingness today. You created that so you can go around and say they did this and they did that. No, you created it. I just came into your story. Come on now. Storyteller of your life. When you start telling it, I just join right in what you say. Because think about it. When someone is angry, right, and you meet them, don't you get angry too? Yes. Oh, come on now. Somebody is greedy, and you get, become greedy all of a sudden. Or selfish creates selfishness. You draw things that is just like you. But don't you recognize sometimes when people say, man, that person tire me out. Why do they tire you out? Because they bent on doing stuff their own way, and they draining you because you're trying to tell them, no, change, think differently, think something differently, think out of the box, think about what God is saying, think about the word of God, come out of darkness into light. And sometimes it's like you literally, physically fighting, and it tires you out. Why? Because they don't want to change on the inside. So today, remember, people just join your story. You know how we have movies that some people just like funerals? So they can go and go, whoa, 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 yeah. And you're like, do you know them? No. Why are you crying? I'm just joining in on your story. So how about today? Join in with that person that they believe in God. Because the word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So you connect yourself to someone that believe in God, that taking the limit of God, that believe that when God says something, it is so. There is nothing else but the word of God. That is the true word of God. How about joining in with that person? I'll tell you, I bet you become a superpower. Why? Because one or two jump together, right? When two or three are together in the midst, he's there, right? So you're connecting your faith with that person. You're connecting your belief with that person. I bet you everybody's attracted to that. Remember, y'all, this word is rich. You're going to say, well, all that is not in the Bible. Oh, yes, it is. Bird of the feather, what? The flock together. And if you pay attention to life, to be honest with y'all, if you pay attention, step back sometime and pay attention to life. Pay attention to the things that happen in your life. Pay attention to the cycle that comes again in your life. Pay attention. Then you'll realize that I attracted this. Because when the season came around again, I did not recognize what season I'm in, and I walked into the same thing. Pay attention. You'll find out God wants to bring you into another dimension in him. It's time now to rise and shine and give God the glory and take the expectation of people and put it back to God.
Amen and amen. Now, tell me you all didn't get blessed with that word coming from Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon. Kingdom expectation. What are you expecting God to do today? I tell you, remember now, if you change what you say, you're able to change what you see. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/ time to talk about it and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Every Friday night at 11 p.m., that's tomorrow night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Witted. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333-pound. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333-pound. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. I tell you, you can send your donations to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida 32704. Till then, be blessed and hope to hear you on the prayer line tomorrow night, taking back everything that the enemy has stolen from you.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I
let God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things
start
happening. Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah. As soon as I stop worrying.
Let God.
He can handle it all, yeah.